Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel right after this. Hey, cattle producers, let's talk about the Bell Ringer Sale 2013 from Superior Livestock Auction. It's happening the 10th, 11th of January, broadcast live from Denver, Colorado. It's going to be on both Dish and DirecTV. 231 is the channel on Dish, 345 on DirecTV. That's RFD TV's channel. Also on the web at SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 76,000 head will be offered both days. On Thursday, January 10th, mostly yearling cattle will be offered, also some Holsteins. And on Friday, January 11th, weaned calves, some cow-calf pairs, as well as some bred stock that'll be offered on this Bell Ringer 2013 sale. Sale time both days, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. Where are we going with this beef cattle business of ours in the Southern Great Plains in 2013? Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University says, if you can determine whether we're going to stay in drought or not, that will determine a lot of how we answer that question.
I think absolutely the production considerations are the major issue. We've just got a huge part of the central part of the U.S. and from a beef cattle standpoint, a huge part of the beef cattle industry in an area that's in very serious drought. It's the middle of the winter, and so it's not an issue right now, but in 3 months from now, it will be a huge issue. And so I think without a doubt, the question of continuation of drought or a return to more normal weather is going to be absolutely critical as we move into the spring period.
We saw substantial herd liquidation in 2011 in Texas and Oklahoma, parts of Kansas as well. Not so much in 2012, some, but not a lot. Right now, though, if we continue in serious drought in 2013, Dr. Peel says, hang on, we've got another round of liquidation likely to occur.
I don't think there's any doubt that we're setting up, certainly in the Southern Plains part of it, because, we started in 2011 with significant liquidation. We got through 2012 in Texas and Oklahoma and some of the immediately surrounding areas with less liquidation simply because we had already made so much. But conditions now are probably worse than they were any time in 2011. Water supplies are increasingly the most critical factor, but obviously the hay that we had, and we did have more hay available in 2012, we're using it up this winter. We're having colder weather. We're having a more typical kind of a winter this year compared to the winter we had a year ago. And so, again, come springtime, those conditions will prompt, significant and fairly rapid a next round of liquidation, certainly in the Southern Plains. And if things don't change, that'll move right on up through the central part of the U.S., through the Central Plains and on into the Northern Plains and the mountain states as well.
Drought continues to grip a large part of the middle part of the country, a lot of mama cow country, looking ahead to that time when we finally get normal weather. We get a little more rain. We start breaking this drought's back a little bit along the way. That's when we might start thinking about rebuilding the mama cow herd a little bit at a time.
I think stabilization is the first step. I think it takes at least a year to really stabilize things, but we would see that start to happen immediately. That would immediately lead to the beginnings of heifer retention. It will really be probably in the second half of 2013 before that would become really noticeable. But what it suggests is that anything like normal weather, given how much we've already liquidated and how much smaller than we really are than we need to be at this point as an industry, will begin to show as we move through the year in dramatically tighter feeder cattle supplies, even relative to the tightness we already see in those cattle supplies.
There's a couple of realities when we get to that particular point. One is that we've gotten smaller than we ever really intended to be as far as the mama cow herd in this country. And when we finally do start rebuilding these cows, we start stabilizing the herd and we start trying to add numbers back, the competition for those replacement females is going to be a sight to behold.
I think for the females, it definitely does. Again, normal weather would allow us to rebuild. We're smaller than we need to be. We're smaller than we ever intended to be. And so that demand will translate into absolutely unprecedented prices for cows, for bred heifers, you know, cow-calf pairs, but all the way down, I think, into the feeder heifer markets, where we may well see the normal gap between the normal discount of heifers relative to steers close. We could see heifers trading at the same or maybe even higher prices than steers at times because there's going to be such breeding demand as well as the underlying feeder demand for those animals. In general, tighter supplies, and when you pull those additional heifers out of the feeder supplies, it suggests higher prices in general for feeder cattle. You know, balance that against higher feed costs and some other things that moderates it a bit. But nevertheless, on average, I think we're looking at higher average prices across the board for all kinds of cattle.
Those higher prices are going to need to be there to give an incentive to a lot of cattle producers to start holding back females, high price females, and rebuild their mama cow herd. That's going to be one of the challenges as we try to build those numbers back up from these historically low levels. That's your Beef Buzz. Thanks to Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, for joining us today. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.